clinical features in the form of a cutaneous and other systemic features is hyper-IgG syndrome mein nazar aati hai. Initially, features begin at the first few days of life in the form of excoriated and crusted papular, vesicular, and pustular lesions over the different skin areas like scalp, scalp margins, buttocks, and proximal flexures, that is axilla, groin, and neck. Then infections, which are predominantly in the skin and lung infections, but other areas like the ears, sinuses, joints, and viscera may also be affected. Initially, there is lymphadenopathy, which drains the affected areas, and later on, this lymphadenopathy may be complicated by the development of lymph node abscesses. Besides this, furunculosis is very common. Staphylococcus aureus produces abscesses in the skin, lungs. In the lung, staphylococcal lung infection are complicated by abscesses and empyema. Besides this, staphylococcal pneumothorax may also occur. So we can see that Staphylococcus aureus is the predominant pathogen which affect these patients, but other infection with the other immune organisms like H. influenzae, pneumococci, group A streptococci, and candida may also occur. The patient may present with oral candidiasis and candidal nail infections as well.